And it is the Lower League Show. It's John Gibbons hosting. We're going to have a little look at what's going on outside the Premier League, because there's always very interesting stories up and down the divisions. And to start us off, I've got James from D3B4 Football Podcast. I made a mess of that, James. Sorry, I'll do that again. D3B4 Football Podcast, who always helps us out, and we really appreciate it. So, James, welcome back to the Anfield Bath.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
So, as I say, always sort of interesting stories outside the Premier League, and we're going to have a look at Leagues 1 and 2, because that's what you guys focus on. And, yeah, in terms of League 1 itself, then a couple of, I guess, familiar names up there at the top, Hull City, who well, have been a Premier League club in recent past, but certainly a Championship club for a while. Sunderland, right up there as well, as maybe imagine. And Peterborough United, who've been there and thereabouts at the top of the League 1 for a few seasons now, but were never quite gone up.
Yeah, Peterborough tend to have this habit of slumping at the worst time possible. Yeah, they usually start really fast and then they drop away. And this year, it doesn't look like they're going to do that. It looks like they might actually stay the course. And if they can do that this year with the amount they've invested, I think they were one of the heaviest investors in their squad in the summer, then it will definitely put them in a really good place. And I'm sure Darren McCanty, their chairman, is pretty pleased with how this is going. Of course, they won 7-0 at the weekend against Accrington, and Accrington are notoriously a difficult side to play against. So a 7-0 win is not to be sniffed at against them. So, yeah, really impressed. But Hull are the kind of, you look at Hull as a team that came down, and I think some people weren't quite sure how Grant McCann's side would react to the relegation. They've done really well, though. They've recruited well. I think they play very good football. George Honeyman has been one of the standout players in the division this season, plays in their midfield. And, they were frustrated by a very good Gillingham performance at the weekend. But overall, you still look at them and think they've got an excellent chance. But the great thing about League One, as Sunderland have found with their current unbeaten run, is that, you just need a good run and you could still see this all change between now and the end of the season.